Session Firuza, what's going on? It's your boy Malimi Yucho. I'm chilling with my boy Level Rampede. We're back with another one, baby.
Pew 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 pew.
Guys, we still need a name for the podcast. We don't know. But before we get into everything, today's gonna be a dope episode. So trust me, listen and watch the whole thing. And guys, do you guys do on Spotify, Apple Podcasts? Guys, give us a 5-star. Give us a 4-star. Give us a 3-star, but you know, we prefer the 5-star. Those things help us, man. Like, it really helps us, you know, get more viewers, get more listeners, and keep the podcast going. Because, hey, it's not easy to be a sustainable content creator.
Under it.
It's not easy. But today's topic's quick one. Ladies, what is your worst sleepover experience? Very excited for that one. We're trying to become nice again, man. 9 people share how they met the love of their lives. You know, sometimes we can be positive. It's not all about the negativity. You know, and then another one, these hilarious stories of people sharing one of the worst sex experiences is all you need to read today. So we're going to be reading all of those things. 9 people share their worst sex experiences. And then I've got the tweet of the week this time.
Yes, sir.
I said, I'm 26 and by this age, I thought I'd be a multimillionaire with a wife. Your turn. So we're going to see what people are thinking.
Also, we're going to obviously do the recommendation of the week for shows at the end of the
pod.
But the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe it's on podcast, ne?
Podcast. But yeah, guys, life is good. Life was good.
How are you?
Hey.
Because we always have to do the mental health check. How are you?
I'm good, bro. Obviously, touch on the fact that I got ripped apart on Twitter. Like,
really?
I got ripped on Twitter. You guys ripped me, ripped my girl. You guys are mean, man. Don't be mean. Spread positivity. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I don't take offense to people being mean to people that don't know me.
Yeah.
People that I don't know. You know, I care about my close friends and family. So in terms of mentally, that didn't really affect me at all. I just think, I thought people had jobs and like things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy that like people can invest their time like just like tweeting so
you
much.
You know what I felt about it. You know, everyone is a viewer of a content and they have different experiences of content.
Yeah.
So equally they're going to just, you know, you're not always going to be the champion.
Yeah, no. There's gonna be the day where it's bottom, and that was these past 2 days of me. But yeah, social media's been crazy recently. It's science, it's what, it's a lot going on.
Hey, everyone it's is shaky. Hey, 1 minute. Science, it could be me next. We don't know who's next.
We don't know who's next. Also, we did this in the last part. We're gonna be speaking about our top YouTubers of the week and top content TikTokers creators of the week. I'm excited for that one.
By the way, Tata, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
I was about to ask you, how are you doing?
I'm fine now.
Yeah, I'm joking.
I just finished my exams. I'm applying for jobs now for next year.
Yeah.
Dreading that, yo.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, imagine just having to go back to, I want to say a constrained environment. But yeah, excited to have the opportunity. Youth and unemployment is, how much is it now? I think it's like 60-something%.
Scary. So quick one, because you've been a student.
Yeah.
You've been an honest student.
Yeah.
And you've been
twice.
And you've had a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And you've basically kind of like during your holidays being like a full-time content creator.
Yeah.
Which one do you prefer?
Between all of them?
Yeah, if it's
none.
A good one.
No calves.
So you never want to be a full-time content creator?
No.
You never want to be a full-time 9-to-5er?
No.
You never want to be a full-time academic?
No.
What the f*** to
me? Me? I won't lie, like if I could get paid to... Yes, yes, that was, sorry, just to picture. That was drinking a 2-liter straight.
I spoke all over myself.
But I think for me, what I would obviously like really want for myself is just my own thing going right now. When I say my own thing, I mean like my own company and et cetera. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. You know what I used to do on my name's mic? We used to read the comments of the top comments of the bus.
Really?
You want to do that?
No.
Okay.
I'm a for now type guy.
For now, for you, man.
Yeah, but let's get into it.
Ladies, what is your worst sleepover experience? This tweet is by Nancy. Let's get it.
Wait. Before you go, obviously, you have to tell us yours. Home or away?
I was about to say home game or home game or away game.
For context, home means like obviously at your house, and away means
Okay. Obviously, the worst experience will always be them coming to you because they don't want to leave.
What? Hey, you got it like that. They don't want to do it. They don't want to leave. But to guess or no.
I think my worst experience. Oh, yes. I've got my worst experience. My worst school experience. This girl came to my place.
Yeah.
This house that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
Right. Me and this girl had been vibing. It was nice. Did like a zoo date. Did us vibes and everything. Like, I used to take a... Zoo date was my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rather the polo hall.
Yeah, I like the animals. I just realized that my girlfriend is in the room. And I took her on a zoo date.
Copy.
It was a strategy, baby. It worked. Look at us now, we're happy. But yeah, to zoo dates, vibes, everything was good, man. Friend of a friend. Eventually, we start seeing each other constantly. I'm like, yo, pull through to the cribble, you know? She pulls through. She's meant to leave, but it's like, ah, dude, everything is so chill. You know, we're chilling.
Yeah.
Let's just go chill in the room, end up passing out, whatever. In the morning, I'm like, ah, dog, I actually kind of like this girl. Let me be a nice guy and cook a breakfast in bed. So I'm like, yo, are you hungry? You know? The nudge, yo, are you hungry?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm getting a bombastic side eye. Yo, are you hungry? This is the last time you shoot with us, babe. Yo, are you hungry?
No? Yeah.
She goes, wakes up. She goes, yeah, I wouldn't mind eating. I'm like, all right, let me be that guy. Give me the sound effects of cooking.
Fry egg.
The egg is there. I'm like, let me make scrambled and sunny side up. So Ayo. Choose which plate she wants. Let me get the cheese nice and malty. Let me cut the ham.
Okay,
let me
sizzle the bacon. You
understand? Going crazy. Yeah. I'm like, let me pour juice and coffee. I don't know which one she wants. She'll choose. We can wait in this house. It's fine as long as my girl is
the
happy.
Breakfast is not English. It's international.
Do you understand?
Yeah, bro.
So now I go to the room. Tray level. I'm not trying to spoil anything.
Yes, sir.
Tray level.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, yo, the food is ready. You know what she said to me?
What she said?
She wakes up, she goes, who said I want to eat now? I said, get out! Get out! I took a shower. I said, your Uber's outside. She said, your Uber is outside, Ceci. Get the hell out of my house.
How many eggs did you use?
Just too many, bro.
How many eggs? If you had to estimate how many eggs you used.
Maybe like 5.
Yes, sir! Hey!
All of the bacon in the fridge.
Hey, thank God I was at home.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You're probably, where else would you be?
If I had to TV, I'm going to speak about an away game. Nah?
Yeah.
I remember clearly, like, me and this girl were flirting, like, the whole night. Yo, yeah. If she hears this, it's going to break my heart. But whatever, it's content.
Whatever is what is.
Me and this girl flirting the whole night. You know, she's hitting me with like, hi, boy, you eating alone? Shower alone.
And you're at her
without place. Me. No, I'm at home. We're still texting now. And she's like, oh, I'm like, no, I'm chilling. She's like, oh, you're chilling alone. Like, oh, without me. Oh,
like, how can you be
oh,
chilling?
Oh, my God. Me? Like, you're eating without me.
Oh.
So I'm like, nah, let's not withouting and within. So then I remember I drove to her place. I got there. You know, we spoke for like an hour,
yeah.
Started making art, and then like I passed out. In the morning, I feel the pressure of God on my chest. Get what's happening? Kanti, it's just my Air Forces. She put my shoes on my chest and she was like, okay, yeah, thank you. That was a lot of fun. Can I go? No, I'm waking up. I'm looking at the time. I'm like, my sister, the sun is not up. The sun is not even up.
He's
that's basically how she kicked me out. Yeah. Yeah.
She kicked you out.
She kicked me out.
She said, we're
still friends to this day, funny enough.
You. I think you told me the story. Yeah. With you. Out.
Yeah. Then, I think she felt guilty also.
She had a person?
No.
It's just no,
that no. Thing. No. No, just that one of those things. One of those things. Do you have pajamas?
I have pajamas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Change of topic. Let's get into it. He left me at midnight, came back at 4 in the morning. His feet were so cold and he was naked. Okay.
So basically, think about it like this. Yeah, like, no, you went to go visit Johan and then she literally vibes at midnight and comes back at 4 a.m.
And she comes back with her feet cold.
Yeah, but feet cold, what's the problem?
I'm reading the tweet.
Yeah, maybe, you know, okay. He was scared or nervous.
6 in the morning,
do you get it?
Scared or nervous?
Because his feet were cold. Cold feet?
6 a.m. in the morning, he asked me if I want a cup of coffee. I was like, yes, please. What he was a pooza king. He was a pooza guy. Hey, I apologize to my listeners.
Was that the pooza king?
Bring that in, let me see. I think you read them. It's your turn. I've been reading.
Yeah. No, that one is a monologue. Yeah. Why are lelelela? Nangabatini. Indalini kulu kulu. And I don't know if his mother knew that we are there. Next. Yo, my way. He slept on the sofa and I woke up and he didn't hear a thing. I went to sleep alone. He came there 11:45 as he was about to sleep. An alarm woke him up. Oh, this is the one you just literally just read. The alarm woke him up at midnight. He left the room and came back at 4. I prayed silently. What is this thing? Is this like a...
That's weird. That's a different tweet.
No lie.
Deadass.
Is this something we don't know as men, that you're supposed to wake up at midnight, come back at 4 a.m.?
Maybe when you sleep at someone's place, you're not allowed to be there for too long. You have to go between 12 and 4. Maybe on 12 and 4, which craft hours?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be my demon time.
So we're in the bed early morning hours. Two girls, neighbors, come by calling his name.
Yeah.
We want breakfast. We don't have food. He looked at me with that, "Can I go?" eyes. I ignored. He left. Gave them eggs and bread. Wanted to continue talking. They saw my sandals and then they left.
Your sandals?
Her sandals. I get it. Her shoes are probably laying in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I get it. So she's chilling with her man.
Yeah.
Then obviously the man has best friends in the area, you know, female best friends. Two of them come through. Charlie, we're hungry. Charlie, come on, Charlie. Because Charlie's the guy. If you need sugar, Charlie's there. Yeah. If you need a hug.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Alarms, Charlie's the guy.
Yeah.
So obviously they do what they usually do.
So I wanted to ask you about this because you said yes already, but what is it called? What's your like thoughts about men having pajamas?
It's normal. I don't have pajamas like that. I don't.
Do you have a matching set?
I don't have pajamas. Like I have, but I don't wear pajamas.
Yeah, why don't men wear pajamas? Because women wear pajamas.
Men are lazy.
But do you think it's okay? Like, do you think men should wear pajamas?
I think men can wear pajamas if they want to.
I don't think so.
Why can't they wear pajamas?
I can give you the full scenario. You sleeping, you with your loved one, you in a cuddle, you're wearing pajamas. Boom! Robert comes into the house. He sees you wearing a matching set here, red and green and what. He's going to rob the place more.
Because you're rich, you have pajamas.
As a man, you must sleep, shirtless or nothing. Even if it's winter, you sleep without the cobo. She must sleep with the cobo. With the blanket, whether you must sleep next to her and just
be prepared for war.
Yeah. If you can, even sleep sitting up.
Be prepared for anything.
Yeah, bro. Like, what? You have to literally be prepared for anything. Men who wear pajamas, I will only wear pajamas when I'm married.
Damn.
100%. Until then, nah, you'll never see me in pajamas.
Crazy. I think that one was a bust. That one with the Swiss bubble stories. I think let's move on to the love story. So just to remind you guys, 9 people share how they met the love of their lives.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to Obi. He's 29 or she's 29. God clearly took his time to create this girl. She is a 10 out of 10. Aside from physical features, she's got a sense and she has the best attitude. My friend who she was dating then had always told me about her, and I didn't know how amazing she was until this day. I met her in our kitchen. I was squatting with my friend on the island. She greeted me so nicely and later served me a yummy egusi soup and pounder yum.
Hey, boo.
I started developing an interest in her. When I saw how badly my friend was treating her, he can bring 6 different girls to the house in a week. She'd call me and cry bitterly over the phone. In my mind, I'd say, nah, my own answered prayer person they treat like this.
So this is like boy's hand.
This is boy's hand.
Yo.
Oh, damn. She finally broke up with my friend and we communicated once in a while. A month after, I left my friend's apartment and got a small space in some area just so I could get closer to her. Yo.
Yeah.
Our communication increased and we became fond of each other. It was so hard to win her over, but I eventually did after a few months. We got engaged last year, ending after dating for 7 months. She's been the best thing that ever happened to me. I still can't imagine my life without her. Thanks to my friend, who I have now blocked away from accusing me that I stole his woman. I done wife this one already. June 23 is the date. So basically...
Yeah. I
how would you feel, bro?
Well, I mean, we've spoken about this before, about the whole context thing, but...
No, but listen to this.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm dating Kamo.
Yeah. We don't have to say.
I'm dating Kamo, right?
Yeah.
And you're seeing me treat Kamo the way I treat her.
Yeah.
Right? Nice. But then when she leaves to Cape Town, every day there's a new baddie. Baddie on a Monday, baddie on a Tuesday, the baddest comes on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then from there, you actually really care for her.
Mm.
What do you do in that instance?
Oh, nothing. What else could I do? Am I dating you? Oh, you want me to be like, I'll fall in love with
you? No, speak your truth. So you wouldn't.
No. What, 100%.
Because I think the story is like nonsense.
No, as soon as I see my boy bring one baddie, two baddie, three baddies, blind mice immediately. I get warning, I didn't hear, I can't see. Boom. Bed box immediately. I can't see anything. I'm like, hey man, what's happened? Even if they greet me, I'm going to say, yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't do anything. But the question is, I wanted to ask you the question, would you let me date like one of your exes? Remember what you did to me before.
You know why I wouldn't be comfortable with you doing one of my ex? I never dated anyone. Guys, let me tell you the story. Lebo had a girlfriend in primary school. Lebo was maybe 10.
She was the love of my life.
Lebo was 10 years old, bro. Or 9.
I don't know how old I was. I was like 12.
No. You were 12.
I was like 12.
You were like 10.
It's primary, no?
You were 10.
I was like grade 6, 7. What's grade 6, 7?
12. Oh.
Yeah.
You're 11. You're in grade 5.
Nah, you keep decreasing my age. Nah, I was 12.
Okay,
you
was in grade 5, 6, whatever. They dated for like what? Maybe we say...
2 years.
What? They dated for like 3 weeks, bro.
It doesn't even count because we were like...
Shh. You said there's a lot of your life. They dated for a month. Oh, wait. He dated to go for like a month in grade 6, bro. Dude, over 10 years later, 15 years later.
She baddifies.
She becomes one of the baddest. She becomes so bad to the point where I said, do you remember me?
It's just like, level, no.
So now, obviously, I pushed game on her. I think I sent the DM the one time. Then I pulled up screw to her place, picked her up, whatever, vibes. We get it on, bro. Like, we vibe for a bit. And now Level holds it onto me as if I hooked up
with one voucher. Like, I don't know, like, God forbid the Tato's current relationship ever ends and he meets a new girl and, you know, and me and her laughing. But we can't do anything. And then you break up with that girl. Then I say, hey, remember that girl you took from me in primary school?
It's my time. Yeah, no, bro.
You're funny, yeah.
But Sim, I think if you had to cheat on your girl, or if you had a girl, if you had to cheat on somebody, I think I also wouldn't get involved. I just wouldn't respect your girl. Like, I wouldn't treat her like my goatee. Because you don't treat her like my goatee, you understand?
I think that's another thing with men, bro. Like, to what level does that secrecy go? Like, sharp, like me, for example, let's say, and I think it's the same with women. Like, women don't, like let's say, as a girl, like, I say, my friend is cheating.
Yeah.
Like on her man all the time. Women don't mind as long as you don't involve me in your lies. Like, for example, you say, no, I was with Mang Mang, and then you make me vouch for you when you within
color. Yeah.
That's sick.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Well, now you're deploying me. I'm deployable. And I'm not an avenger, I'm not an avenger.
Facts. Next one says, she attended my friend's wedding party and I kept eyeing her and wondering who she was. She was fine past today, bred that day. I just couldn't take my eyes off of her. Guys, there's a lot of pigeon in these. That's why it might sound weird.
Yeah.
In a blink of an eye, I saw the same girl running after money all over stage just to pick them up. Ah, fine girl. That was quite discouraging, but I still walked up to her to get to know her better. Long story short, we started dating in June last year, and I'm glad I walked up to her. I nicknamed her Picker, or sometimes Pokoli. She's one of a kind. That's cute, bro.
That's adorable, yeah.
But obviously, but it shows you don't judge a book by its cover. Because now his initial judgment was like, hey, she's actually picking up money on the floor.
Yeah.
Pick up.
Yeah.
Understand? Now he's in love. She's one hell of a girl.
Wait, would you ever start dating someone you met at a wedding?
Yeah, bro. A wedding is like going to like a chiller, so going to like a games night.
You know how I picture weddings? I picture wedding as like, we're all going to go celebrate a couple who's doing it and we're all failing.
No, some people go with their couples. Some people are focused on their businesses and their jobs and their 9-to-5s, and then they don't have time to find somebody. So now you're at a place where, let's say I'm getting married, right?
Yeah.
And then Gamo's friends are there.
Yeah.
You and I have similar values, so obviously you would date a girl like Gamo possibly.
Yeah.
So now when her friends are there, her friends are like Gamo. So now you get to meet people that are like minded, people that are driven.
Can I say something? Eh? The first thing people do when they get invited to a wedding is they say, oh, can I have a plus one? And, oh, do I have a plus one? If you attend a wedding alone, what does that mean about you?
I get that. I get that.
You telling me there's no one you can think of from the top of your head to be like, yo, let's go to my friend's wedding.
Honestly speaking, if I'm single.
Okay, let's do this. Even if you were single, would you go to a wedding alone?
Yes, I'd go to. Listen to me. The thing is, bro, if I'm single, I'm probably ready to mingle, yeah? So I'm not gonna go to a wedding with a person that's gonna cock block me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they started on paid, you know, fine brother. Ah, he came with someone. Versus, hey, started on paid, fine brother, he's killing it. Hey, he's alone. Yeah, go speak to him. Because
I know some people use a wedding as like that premium. That's like a premium first date, bro.
It's a premium first date and then has premium people.
It has premium people, premium experience, premium food.
So I'd go to the wedding with like someone like Matladi, or like not Matladi, Matladi's gonna take all the girls. So maybe someone like maybe someone like Lucas. Lucas is very calm. Yeah. I go to the wedding with Lucas, but I'd never take a girl. Or I take my sister, my Shibu even. Mm-hmm. Never take a girl that I'm talking to. Because there's a potential woman there.
Yeah, I get that.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 people share their worst sex experiences. Let's get into it. Today's one's fast. Hey, James. The day I am Jamoka was the day I swore never to have anything with Yaroba girls again. Have you ever seen where someone moans in Yaroba before? She was shouting, oh, na tami, oh, na romiya, ah, wash, mako, oh. The worst was when she asked me to kiss her. She said,
what does that mean?
I have no idea. Say me ya baby. I kissed her and it was as if they planted pepper in her mouth. Pepe in her mouth.
What's pepe?
Pepe is like chilies. That like Nigerian in East, West, South, North. I don't know where Nigeria is. African people. it's chilies. So basically she's saying like, this guy was like, he was with the type of girl who just moans all over the place all the time. Mm. It's just A, ooh, E, I, E. How do you feel about that, bro? Like a girl that's just always moaning.
Like when she speaks?
No, like when you guys are having intercourse, like you're touching and she's like, oh, already? She's like, oh, I'm sorry for
the I don't know, dude. Like, okay, the way I can explain it, I hate this podcast because people will start recording now and post what I'm about to say from here onwards. But the way I see it now is, I know the level of effort I'm putting in.
Yeah.
If I'm going, you know, the usual, you know, one, two, and which is they're like, I'm gonna say, but if I'm going, you know, 3, 4, 5, 4, 5, 7, 8, 7, 9, 7, 2, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and then I know that makes sense. But if I don't hear this, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. There should be a direct proportion,
yeah,
to the moaning in correspondence to the.
But I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I think that
I hate it. What, you don't mind?
Apparently,
it?
Let me not lie. I read this on Twitter, but someone said moaning actually helps with vibrations of the body, and then it makes you more even turned on and whatever.
I believe that because obviously when it exists, it, you know, amplifies the experience.
Are you a big foreplay gent, or what do you perceive like foreplay? Like what do you think about foreplay?
Yeah, I can. Let's what's the next one? Jesus, Isabel, I met a guy in his late 20s who was.
Do you know I ask? Do you know I ask?
Why do you ask?
This is a huge topic for men and women about.
No, like I just want to speak about my sexual experience, but like yeah, I.
Oh no, you don't have to speak about, you know, one job that you did. You
can, yeah, no,
in general,
I highly believe in foreplay. Okay. I think it's very important.
Yes.
I think it's important for the girl to be fortified and for the guy to be fortified just as much.
Just as much.
It enhances the whole experience.
I like how you, okay, sorry. Maybe in another time, guys, when Papa Tato allows it to not be, we can have those conversations. Yeah.
It's about 25. I met a guy in his late 20s who was still a virgin. He told me how much he wants to have sex, but they've always preached against premarital sex in his church. We got naked. It took him a while to locate where to insert his penis. We eventually started and I was shouting, choke me, daddy. He firmly grabbed my windpipe and I was struggling to breathe. My eyes were red and I felt like I was about to take my last breath. We finished and yeah, guy was even asking me if I came. No, I didn't. I only reached heaven and came back. Guys, can I give you guys advice, ne? When they say choke me, when do I want to be choked? They don't mean take their last breath away, bro.
Oh, like my, I don't know. Like for me, I've never been in that scenario, by the way.
Yeah.
But my ways are always talking about like how like, oh no, women love it, you know? They love that little, they love that little bring out of breath thing. And I'm just there like, how do we get to that point of like, I'm nearly killing you and
I'm pleasing you.
No, I could never.
So you know
I'm
a softy. I'll never, I'll just place my hand there.
Yeah.
I'll never like squeeze like your.
But this,
your
so where did this thing, is.
I think people are, sorry, yeah.
That's, this thing is nasty, bro. Like.
Nah, don't, what's it called? Judge people's sexual.
No, no, I'm not judging people's thing. I'm just saying.
Some people want,
what
they
is
want
the,
to
play. What is the extent?
A person.
But I think there's no rules to this thing.
To what you can't love a person to that point.
You can.
Remedia Pty Ltd. I present to you guys Rumpady Media, my baby that I've been curating and pushing for many years right now. I've decided to finally get a website going and I've decided to show you guys who my team is. We have created all types of YouTube shows, from speed dating shows to reality shows to a whole bunch of collaborations on Instagram, TikTok, and social media with leading brands in South Africa. Our brand portfolio is there. We have a lot of experience and we are hungry, young individuals who are ready to take your content to the next level. Visit us now, baby.
And we're back. Okay, so I want to quickly read this one tweet that literally just, I had to, I'm literally forcing Tato to let me read this one. But this one girl tweets, a man took me bowling and didn't even bother trying to teach me. He just smoked my shit unapologetically. This is the best tweet because this is so me. Like, I wanted to ask you basically, like, how competitive do you get on your dates? Or are you more like,
bro,
a,
let me help you, and so, you know? So I'm not a let me help you. I'll just give you the impression that you're killing it. I'll give example. Yesterday, I was playing UFC with my girl, man.
Yeah.
Washing her, beating her. I was kicking her ass. Then we play another round. Then I'm seeing that now me kicking ass, it's hitting her heart.
Yeah, like
so now I'm not blocking anymore and she's hitting me.
Yeah.
And she wins the match and she screams, level! But like, you understand? So yeah. Like, if I had to be bowling with someone, I'd probably let them win or play kind of shit so that they enjoy the experience too.
Nah,
I don't want her to now never want to play UFC with me or never go bowling with me because now it's like every time I go bowling with you, she's going to whip my ass.
Yeah. Me, I smoke you from the get-go.
Yeah,
any sport, anything. If we go to a games night and we're playing 30 seconds or we're playing Monopoly, we're playing Scrabble,
like
whatever. I'm super competitive. Like, I'm competitive to the point of where I like get into your face. Like, I went bowling with my homegirl that day. I went with Amon. Eh? Mm. Amon was talking the biggest shit like before we went bowling. She's like, nah, dude, I'm gonna smoke you.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, nah. She's like, you know what it feels like to be killed? You don't know. I just kept, I tapped in, bro, Drake mode, you know the vibes. Then We're bowling. We start bowling. Just before we start bowling, she says, level, I have a confession to make. I do not know how to bowl.
Ah, cap.
I kid you not. I was like, no.
She's being honest.
Yeah, she's being honest. Oh, I saw.
So why was she talking all that shit?
I don't know. But for me, I enjoyed it. But then I smoked her.
Yeah.
I smoked her. She was like, you don't even hold back. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're not going to even hold back. I was like, why?
No, I can't, bro. I hear you, but I genuinely can't.
Yeah, but anyways, let's get back to the regular programming. Yeah,
I'll never forget the day I had sex with one guy in Lekki. We started with the movie and boom, we were naked.
Yeah.
We didn't have a condom and I told him I wasn't going to do it. I knew he was a useless man when he suggested using nylon.
What the hell is nylon?
Whoa, can I go to Google quickly? Yeah. Guys, what? Nylon is a type of like material.
Isn't nylon like rap?
Nylon is generic designated for family of synthetic polymer. It's a polymer, bro.
It's rap. It's like clear rap.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh.
There's no way that nylon is that thing, yeah, rap.
Last, he sent someone to get one and we started. 4 minutes into the sex,
bro, it's nylon rap.
It's not rap, bro, but it's like any type of, it's like a material.
Okay.
It's a polymer. Polymer is like a plastic. It's a material, bro.
It's a what?
Like,
a polymer.
Eh? It's like this could be nylon. So he just wanted to use anything that he could get around.
Polymer as well.
It's a polymer made of. Last, he sent someone to get one and we started. 4 minutes into the sex, I mistakenly touched a naked wire behind his bed and got electrocuted.
Night of my life.
I rolled my eyes and I was shaking, but he kept thrusting harder. Till today, he thinks he made me come. What?
Oh, because
guys.
Hey, Sean, no, man. Sorry, today's, my sister.
Today's podcast has to be like one of the most sexual podcasts ever I've ever spoken about. But it makes me think about how shy men are to speak about like sex and stuff.
All these stories are from where? Oh, but it says nine women. No, it says nine people, but they're all from women.
Yeah, I think what I wanted to say, what I'm trying to say is that it's so crazy, like, how I don't think, would you ever, like, share a sexual experience like that to that detail? No, I would never, bro.
I couldn't. But these are all people that are, like, you know.
Anonymous. Oh, okay. No, makes sense.
Because what's your worst sexual experience?
My worst? I don't have. I like to keep it clean. I like to, what is it called? Do my best, and I'm always grateful to be part of the cast.
Okoro says, we were having sex in my apartment. Immediately, Nepa brought light. She screamed, "Up, Nepa," and swerved me to the side. She reached for her bag and brought out a big extension cord. She plugged her phones, lamps, power bank, laptop, then came back to me and said, "Oh yeah, where did we start? I think I know what I'm understanding. Nepa's load shedding in Nigeria." So we were having sex in my apartment. Immediately, load shedding came back. Like, load shedding ended. She screamed, "Yo, the load shedding is done." She pushed me off and she said, "Plug everything. Put the power bank, put the phones, the lamps, the laptop." I get it, bro. Nah, damn. Imagine load shedding is missing with rounds in Nigeria.
Yeah, dog. I guess they lost their spark.
I need to get, like, the sound effect thing going. I need to put it here because I'm tired. I am tired. Okay, I'm tired of talking about all those sexual things.
Yo, imagine. Same, bro. Yo, what the hell? Yo, today's podcast was about Marao.
So, tweet of the week from me. I said, I'm 26, and by this age, I thought I'd be a multimillionaire with a wife. Your turn.
I'm 24 years old now.
25?
Turning 25 next year.
Yeah.
I'm 24 now. By now, I thought I was going to have at least a house. Like, I thought I was going to have a house, a car, and maybe, like, a stable girlfriend. I have none of those. But I'm grateful for the life I still have, though. You know when you were a kid and they, like, make you, like, draw, like, your future?
Yeah.
I used to hate that activity. Because I didn't have enough paper. I just wanted to draw everything. I wanted to draw, like, me having horses and what I thought.
Yo, I used to tell my friends that, like, when I'm older, I'm going to have horses. We should check, like, how much it is to buy a horse. And like,
how much is it to buy a horse?
Maybe like 100K, 50K, 40K, but like...
Should get a horse?
Like, I'm thinking, imagine getting a horse and then you pay rent for it to stay at a certain stable.
Yeah.
Then you pay a membership fee for you to be at that stable. And then you can go see your horse, like, every 2 days, 3 days. And you get to ride your horse. It's like hiking.
Yo, apparently, like, it's like you pay 3,000. Oh, this is in dollars. Let me check your hands. But yeah, yo, I get what you mean. It'd be so cool.
That was a big dream of mine.
Yeah, same. I think also at this age. Oh, also those things when you in. I don't know if you ever did this in high school. And if you guys are listening and you did, and if you're watching this on YouTube, let us know if you did it and what you wrote. That was absolutely absurd. But those letters that you write to your future self.
Yeah.
I think my one is coming this year, actually. Because you could write like an email and then it sends it to you in the future and you can't check the email at all. I wrote it, I think, when I was like 14 or 11.
Mm.
So I'm going to be so disappointed. I think I said I'm going to be the youngest like South African president. I'm going to be president at 30. But anyways, a horse, the cheapest horse you can get is apparently like 17 grand. Like baby, obviously.
There's horses in Cape Town. If you keep driving towards the west,
it's just gonna capture one.
Just capture one, bro.
This
is actually very deep. Like, a lot of people saying they didn't think they'd make it to this age. They thought they'd be dead by now.
Yo, same, yo. 100% same, yo. I thought by now at least. Or when I was in my early 20s, when I say early 20s, when I was like 20 something, I didn't think I'd make it this far. No cap, yo. I was convinced. You know when you're struggling to the point of where you feel like there's no return, like. I feel as if that, like, you just literally have no ideology or rather understanding of you having a future. And I guess I'm speaking about it now because obviously I'm just there like, yo, it's so crazy that I do. Like, now I do. And I'm actively living a life that I didn't think I'd ever have.
Mm.
It's so insane, yeah? Mm.
No, I get that. And I was there, so I know, like, what you're talking about. Like, yeah, I saw, like, yeah. Like, fully. Even with me, like, I always... You know, I've never been like, you know, someone that wanted to end their life, but I just never knew what I was going to like become.
Yeah.
Like, I always had all these dreams. Like, I wanted to be rich, but that's nothing.
Yeah, I think for me,
and
I think
even you, my career.
You're the one who actually like played it out for me how big of a role failure played into my life. How big of a role failure played into my life. No, man. Okay, I'm making a joke. But what I do mean is the fact that like how we used to speak about how I couldn't handle failure. I had such a positive life. I had a life to the point of where everything I did well. If I acted, I did well. If I did school properly, I did well. If I graduated, I did well. The moment I felt what we call life resistance, which is like resistance that you get from your life, where no matter how much input, no matter how much, what is it called, effort, or no matter how much you put into something, you just do not get the results that you want out of it.
Yeah.
You know, that is the point of where I could not face it. And that's what makes you think, nah, you know, I don't want to be here. What, this, that. Because it's so heavy and it weighs so much onto you. So now that I think about it, like, it's just so crazy that, like, it's so crazy how different our dreams and realities can be. Like, the gap between our dreams and reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's important is just to constantly be self-aware, in my opinion. Yeah. And see what you can and cannot do.
If I don't mind, I used to be like, yo, my biggest fear for you is that you've never failed.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, my biggest fear for you is that you never failed. And failing is so important because...
It is. You know.
Once you fail the first time, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Second time, so okay. Being here before, third time, oh, this is... I shouldn't be doing this. Fourth time, yo, why am I doing this still? Fifth time, damn, I really should not be doing this. Sixth time, okay, this happens in life, but then I've always come up. Seventh time, oh, failure is a part of life. Eighth time, oh, I'm used to this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you can never run away from failure.
Yeah.
It'll always be there. Always.
You literally move from a perspective of like, I've said this all the time. I think I've said this like millions of times, but you move from a point of perspective of where you move from trying to be perfect to just trying to progress. You know,
yeah.
I was having the deepest conversation. I'm so sorry. I'm going so deep into this thing, but I had the deepest conversations with my boys, and one of my boys said, you know, I'm not to pump on me or anything. He's like, I'm never going to do it like you. I'm never going to walk into Zen Zoo. I'm never going to go to the clubs. I'm never going to go do this. I've accepted that my life will always just be normal and will always be at that midpoint. And I'm okay with that. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
We had this conversation at Rez because we have Rez chats always so deep. But basically, the whole conversation was, we were all like, yeah, we're going to be billionaires. You know? Oh, yeah. You're going to do a billionaire in engineering because you're studying engineering. You're going to be a billionaire in economics. You're studying economics. Yeah. You're going to be a billionaire in accounting. And then the guy, our hacker, which is basically like our
leader,
house committee, sorry. Our house committee looked at us and said, you know, in this room, there's no one here that's going to be a billionaire. And we all, bro, you see how we're laughing now? All of us are so angry. We're like, no, we're going to be billionaires. You don't believe in us. It's fine, bro. You're going to be part of my TED talk. But now, as you age, you realize the difference between your dreams and your realities.
And we're back again.
What is it called? Yeah, bro. So a lot of sex, a lot of futuristic things, a lot of bombastic side eyes during this podcast.
Guys, honestly speaking, listen up. If you guys watch the podcast and you enjoy the podcast, we're looking for a producer. We have zero rant, right? But we will say your name, your Instagram handle, everything, every single time you produce for us. We're honestly looking for content producers. If you're willing to grow, you know, your content creation and your content producing, you want to work for Lebo, please hit us up, like, on some real shit. Like, we're looking for someone to give us content to speak about every single week, someone to read through the content. Because the flop with us is that we can't read through the content beforehand because it takes away the initial, you know, reaction, the initial, you know, thingy. So we're gonna just continue because Lebo's got two more topics for us. But yeah, on some real shit, guys, hit us up.
Yeah, but anyways, as we continue, so the next tweet is basically something we're gonna discuss as well. It's basically, what do you hate most about first dates?
Everything. You know how horrible it is to be going on first dates when you've been on five other first dates in the past 3 months.
That's called fatigue.
You know how tiring it is to go on first dates with someone and they go wrong.
No, you know, that's I'm gonna call you out. That's wrong. What you're doing is wrong. Well, what you did was wrong, because you're supposed to go on every first date without the weight of the failure of the previous first date.
There is no. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no weight from the previous dates. I go on to them. I go open heartedly, nice guy, ready to fall in love. And then I just realized people are shit, bro. I've realized that I have been so lucky in my relationships in the past.
Yeah.
Like,
very.
God literally brought amazing woman to me in
very,
the past.
Very, very, very lucky.
Without me having to, like, search, bro. Like, my previous two, I don't really have two exes. My previous two exes.
Yeah.
Bro, all such amazing people. And I wasn't even looking for a relationship for either of them.
What for you, like, on that first date, are you just there like, yep, we're going to keep this going? What's that thing? I'll tell you mine. Me, I have what is it called? When they bring the bill, nah? I always make a joke. I just go, hey, it's not on me. It's on her. And based on her reaction, like, if she seems upset that I said out. That, out. But if she's just there like, hi, bro. I'm there like, nah, I got it.
Yeah, because you're a mean person. Yeah.
No, I'm very, yo.
Like, yeah, so it's like people need
comedy to... is mean. I need someone who understands like that my jokes are not always like at the cutthroat. It's just, yeah.
Or Judy, if you go on the first date and somebody's like way too touchy. Like they touching your inner thigh. They touching your neck.
You see, this is where being...
They're trying to hold your hand.
This is where being an influencer and like, because... It's not that I perceive myself to be like famous or anything, but I just can't have that because now what happens if someone takes a video and then and then they say,
let's remove the following.
Oh, I love it.
First date.
Yeah, 100%. Show me what you got. Tada.
You're lying.
She masturbates on the whole body.
I'm telling
you, bro. Like, honestly, like, honestly,
okay, you're right. Maybe because
I love it. Yeah. I love being touched.
First date, like, do you guys. It's the first time you guys possibly even.
Yes, because I want to see, like, does she do the hand hold? Does she do the arm hold? You know what I'm saying? There's a difference, Tato. The hand holds is like, oh no, you know, like I'm still shy. But she goes straight to the arm hold, like she holds her arm. I haven't been to gym in months, Tato. But if I feel comfortable in that hand hold, like the arm hold, oh my goodness.
I think I prefer like the subtle touches, like. Yeah. Like when you're talking to me, then like push my shoulder. When you're talking to me, like if my hand is there, like press my hand, like touch me all the time.
Now I want the constant.
With time,
yeah. But I like it. I wouldn't mind it on the first date. Okay, cool. I also want to just quickly move on to this because now we're going on to the other side of the spectrum. And people have basically the whole week basically just been sharing like messages. Of how did you know basically that it was becoming like the relationship is ending? I don't know if you've seen that on Twitter.
No. I can speak about my own.
Yeah, but basically they said, this one person said, when we start speaking to each other like our HR graduates, hey, how are you? Good. You? Good. Great.
It's like
no internal affairs, no nothing.
So you're doing it because you know that needs to happen. How did you know that any of your past relationships needed to end?
She didn't speak to me for like a day and a half. And then she came back and she was like, yo, we really need to talk. And then, yeah, then that's basically. And then she sent me a voice note and then it was over. A voice note or she called me. I can't remember.
But how did you see before that? So that's
less spending time together.
Yeah.
I see her having more fun
without me.
Definitely, these are symptoms, you know what I'm saying?
Of a failure loading,
like going out without me more. Oh, there's one person said this on Twitter. They said they post more selfies because they now
on the market.
She's on the market. She's posting the application without still being in the workforce.
Pre-application.
Yeah, like, yo, the different things. She's posting more, you know, taking care of herself more. It's like, what is she getting ready for? All of a sudden, she's gymming more. What is she getting ready for? What is she training for? But yeah, like, that's definitely...
Straight into leave your ass.
Yeah, yo.
I think with me, I saw, like, less physical touch, less, like, you know, sexual experiences, sexual interactions.
Because, you know, people
still
move...
Still spending time together, but then it's like, we're ticking a box.
Yeah. But yeah, I think for me... Because I'm also at fault of this because, you know, there's two different types of people. There's people that aren't conflict, like the people that don't mind conflict, and there's people that that are conflict averse. The people that are conflict averse, they are the worst at breakups. They will lead you on, but they just become a worse off partner to you in order for you to leave like them. It's the worst kind of technique for a breakup, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's that, yo, let's hang out. I've got church. They call you, my phone's dying.
Like, they know it's time to break up, but they won't say
But they won't say it. They're like, my phone's dying. That time when you're charging their phone while speaking to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So small things like that, that's when I'm like, that's just something to say. But anyways, let's go.
And that's bad because now you become, like, when the person eventually does break up with you, they leave on a sour note.
Yeah.
They forget about all the good memories and it's like all the bad.
The people that I really admire, the people that are like, oh, no, me and my ex, we broke up on good terms. Hey, bro! It's possible, that thing. Me, it has never, ever been. If I'm convinced, I have a theory, right? And I might be incorrect on this, right?
Yeah.
You guys let us know what you think. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this on Spotify or any other streaming platforms, please screenshot it, post on your status, and like let us know what you think about it. But guys, I'm convinced if you can be on good terms with your partner, like
ex-partner,
if you can be on good terms after like, after you guys have broken up, ne?
Oh, it's a nice
there's two fish. Options. There's two options. It's either you still deeply, deeply love that person.
Yeah.
Like you completely still love that person, or you never love them at all.
Ooh.
Or you just never love them. You're infatuated by them. You were comforted by them.
You enjoyed their time.
You enjoyed their time.
You cared for them.
But if we're keeping it 100%, then you never loved them, bro. Because if I'm speaking to, I've spoken to my exes. I still love you. That's why I still speak to you.
You know, every time I speak to my ex, I'm like, not the ex people, no, like my ex back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
Every time I speak to her, like, sometimes it's when I speak to her, it's a thing of like back in the day, we used to chill.
Yeah.
So when I was in university, we'd like, yo, let's hang up, and then we would chill. She would always end up leaving mad as shit.
Because why?
Because she remembers why we broke up, and it's like, we're both there like, this is why this didn't work out. Like, we're meeting as friends, but it's there like, this is why this didn't work out. I'm like, hey, I forget that you're like, and then she still has all that anger from the breakup.
Yeah, and the resentment from all the mistakes you've ever made. Yeah.
So every time she with me, it sounds like a good idea. Until she does, and she remembers that, this guy broke my heart, bro. And he left me.
Guys.
And he said forever,
Guys, if you're listening to this, close your eyes. Give me your hands. Close your eyes. Say it with me. I will stop texting my ex.
I will stop texting
one. I will stop texting my ex today. Mara, tomorrow's a new day. You can get them back. You can fight for the relationship. You can fight for the lost love. You can do it. You can do it. I believe in you.
I don't know, bro. You know what? I used to have a bad toxic trait of texting texting ex. I get it. Texting back an ex bite.
No, that's different. That's
worse.
Nasty behavior.
Like, do not do that, bro. Like, even if you didn't end up
that's
bad terms,
nasty behavior.
You stop speaking to that person for a reason.
But you know what you're doing? That's what we call leaving the door open. You're not closing the chapter, you're leaving it open. Hey. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, the constant.
How are you? I had a dream about you last night. Come on, bro.
I was like, what did you dream about?
This is the thinking about me.
And it's like, it's crazy. Like, sometimes I'll be chilling in the kitchen and I'm like, if let's call it Angel.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be chilling in the kitchen. I'm like, if Angel was here, I'd know that like things would be different.
Opening the door.
So, like, I remember the other day I was driving. I was just like, kind of Angel loves this song.
Opening the door. I'm just sending you this voice note. Actually, never mind, it's stupid. Never mind, it doesn't matter. Opening the door. But yo, guys, it's your favorite part of the time of the podcast where we do our weekly movie/series recommendation. Tato is still obsessed with C.
So I'm on season, baby, what season are we on of C? Three? Two. I'm on season two of C.
Baby, what season are we?
There's no mirrors there, dog.
Yeah, you're on season two now of C. And it's still worth the watch.
Definitely. Episode 4. Definitely. Yeah. It's fire.
Che-che. Yeah, but anyways, for me, again, I'm going to recommend a K-drama I'm watching. Did I recommend this last time? Bloodhound.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I've been watching. I finished it, actually.
Yeah.
I watched it in one complete sitting. It was a bit, it didn't give 100%. It's a pastime series if you're just there. Like, I really have nothing to watch. Mm-hmm. It's doing great, though. Bloodhound is basically the story of, two guys. Well, one of them is just scammed. Basically, Mama gets a loan, but she didn't read the fine print that this thing increases every time you're not able to pay back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she basically, they end up breaking up the restaurant and stuff, and he becomes a bloodhound. Now, a bloodhound in apparently Korean loan shark terms is the person that you send to go fetch your money. So he becomes a bloodhound and becomes like thing, and he's a boxer. So the fight scenes were crisp. It was movie condition level.
Oh, babe,
when I'm done with this podcast, when I'm done with this podcast, then we're gonna cook.
No, like yeah. I
definitely another movie I wanna also recommend is what's that thing called? Extraction 2. I'm only halfway.
Yeah.
I've watched Extraction 1. Beautiful, like just absolutely beautiful. 10 out of 10 for me. I'm on to. I hate action movies, by the way, guys. So if the fact that I'm recommending this,
yeah,
it's insane.
You hate action movies? How, bro? That shit bangs. Movies.
What? It's so fake,
bro. You won't believe how many. Okay,
people get literally shot in they survive the in movie three. Like what? It doesn't make sense. But anyways, those are the recommendations.
You won't believe how many I recommend this time for TikTok.
Okay, now I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
I'm gonna recommend Snowabile. I watched his shit bangs, bro.
From the last week?
Yeah, his shit bangs.
Nah, it's crazy.
Bro. I watched him on IG.
Superstar, no?
Superstar. Super, like, funny.
Hilarious.
Very funny, bro.
Hilarious, bro.
I think I followed Siv, man.
Yeah.
I saw Siv and him do work. They work together, right?
Yeah, they did like a collab.
So they're talking about...
Hola, can I speak?
Yeah.
There's been many collabs that have been done in our space of content. We've seen, like, for example, Wasabi and... Simpanza, we've seen you and I do the collab. We've seen Khunz and I, but that collab was the first ever one that I saw from like TikTok brews getting together
and killing it.
And killing it, bro.
Bro, they were doing.
They were wearing suits in the videos. Or what is it called?
I'm talking about that video. So now Ghost went to his girlfriend to Durban.
Yeah,
and then he's trying to ask her to be the girlfriend. She's saying no, and then Snowy like keeps going, bro. I took it to Durban. Like, no shouldn't even be an answer, mate.
That's crazy.
You understand?
Yeah.
I even want to play one of these songs.
It's coming off. It's like the ones that you get from those chappies that when you get the tattoo and then you stick it there and then it fades off when you put some water on it and all that. Yeah, you can see the tattoo's coming off, bro.
No, dog.
So Ghost, oh yeah, okay, no, it's not a gossip channel. But yeah, so they ship bangs. I picked the wrong video, but that one was funny.
I'm gonna give my recommendation for TikTokers this week to Write the Supremacy. She does the best transitions I've ever seen ever.
Yeah.
On TikTok. And like she's huge on makeup.
Okay.
She does huge makeup things and her transitions on those things are just always so clean. I'm just always just there like, hey bro, how does she do this?
Yeah.
Like she just constantly surprises me for transitions. I think she even creates transitions for
things. I'm trying to see who else I could recommend.
But that's my TikToker one. YouTube, I will die for it. I will love for it. Tato Rampedi this week. That's my recommendation this week. If you haven't watched it, if you have not.
Have you watched my Cape Town vlog with the boys?
Yeah, I did. It was brilliant. Yeah. I did a lot of views, actually. I saw they did quite a bit.
It was okay.
Views.
It wasn't the good.
But Tato's just been posting back to back. And I think like consistently, him and I want to say Zelia are the only two people really just keep posting like consistently. And Ghost, obviously. Yeah. But Tato Rampedi is my recommendation this week.
Bro, there's this one guy that I watched. He only has one video out. It's the funniest thing ever. I almost said to my left. He's working like a KFC employee, right?
And then he does like the vegan thing.
No, not KB.
Okay.
He's working as a KFC employee, né?
Yeah.
And he is basically at the drive-thru before the drive-thru.
Yeah.
So he's going to people and just trolling them before. He only has one video out on YouTube. Mm. I'm trying to find him. Do you remember what his name is? I'm trying to find him on YouTube. So if I'm gonna go to my history now quick fast.
Yeah. You can go to your liked videos.
Yeah. I don't think I liked it. Pretending to work at KFC in South Africa. His channel name is Mercy Skosana. Guys, trust me, go watch this video. This video is hilarious. Like after this podcast, I'm gonna make Lebo watch this video.
Yeah,
like this video is funny as hell. So check that out. That's my recommendation. Also, shout out to everyone just killing it, bro. Like if you guys think your shit is banging, comment down below with your TikTok, comment down below with your YouTube. Don't forget, we're exposed to our algorithms. So like make algorithms new again. Like show us what you're doing and then we can give you a shout out too if your shit's banging.
Love watching content, love creating content. So the more content you guys give us, the more creative I can be. So
yeah.
So also recommend your friend and etc. in the comments and just be like, yo, you guys should check out this. So this is this. You know what I'm saying?
Also on the real, like if you guys really want to be a producer for this show, you don't have to have experience. Hit me up. Send me an example. We can do the first few for free to try, but then I really don't mind like ending up to pay someone if it's really, really that good.
Yeah.
So let's see what we can do. And yeah, I'm good. I'm done. That's everything I got.
Also, can we get a name?
Please,
I'm out here working for free.
get a name.
Tato's getting AdSense for this. He's getting what we know. God knows what. I'm working 10 for free. At least add me to the name.
You know, the CP. Guys, thank you for watching. Please watch the ads. Watch the ads. We appreciate you guys. Please don't forget to give us 5,000 on Spotify.
Yeah.
5,000 Apple Podcasts. Comment down below. Yo.
Comment down below.
Ron Petty Brothers, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Please, guys, the 5 stars. We don't want the chocolate. Just the 5 stars on the podcast. Bye, guys. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.